Ferenczi suddenly reared onto his hind legs in anger, so that Harry had to grab his shoulders to stay on.
"Do you not see that unicorn?" Ferenczi bellowed at Bane. "Do you not understand why it was killed? Or have the planets not let you in on that secret? I set myself against what is lurking in this forest, Bane. Yes, with humans alongside me, if I must."
And Ferenczi whisked around. With Harry clutching on as best he could, they plunged off into the trees, leaving Ronan and Bane behind them. Harry didn't have a clue what was going on. "Why is Bane so angry?" he asked. "What was that thing you saved me from, anyway?" Ferenczi slowed to a walk, warned Harry to keep his head bowed in case of low-hanging branches, but did not answer Harry's question. They made their way through the trees in silence for so long that Harry thought Ferenczi didn't want to talk to him any more. They were passing through a particularly dense patch of trees, however, when Ferenczi suddenly stopped.
"Harry Potter, do you know what unicorn blood is used for?"
"No," said Harry, startled by the odd question. "We've only used the horn and tail hair in potions."
"That is because it is a monstrous thing to slay a unicorn," said Ferenczi. "Only one who has nothing to lose and everything to gain would commit such a crime. The blood of a unicorn will keep you alive, even if you are an inch from death, but at a terrible price. You have slain something pure and defenseless to save yourself, and you will have but a half-life, a cursed life, from the moment the blood touches your lips."
Harry stared at the back of Ferenczi's head, which was dappled silver in the moonlight.
"But who would be that desperate?" he wondered aloud. "If you're going to be cursed forever, death's better, isn't it?"
"It is," Ferenczi agreed, "unless all you need is to stay alive long enough to drink something else. Something that will bring you back to full strength and power. Something that will mean you can never die. Mr. Potter, do you know what is hidden in the school at this very moment?"
"The Sorcerer's Stone, of course. The Elixir of Life. But I don't understand who..." "Can you think of nobody who has waited many years to return to power? Who has clung to life, awaiting their chance?"
It was as though an iron fist had clenched suddenly around Harry's heart. Over the rustling of the trees, he seemed to hear once more what Hagrid had told him on the night they had met.
"Some say he died. Codswallop, in my opinion. Dunno if he had enough human left in him to die."
"Do you mean," Harry croaked, "that was Vol?"
"Harry! Harry! Are you all right?"
Hermione was running toward them down the path, Hagrid puffing along behind her.
"I'm fine," said Harry, hardly knowing what he was saying. "The unicorn's dead, Hagrid. It's in the clearing back there."
"This is where I leave you,"
Ferenczi murmured as Hagrid hurried off to examine the unicorn.
"You are safe now."
Harry slid off his back.
"Good luck, Harry Potter," said Ferenczi. "The planets have been read wrongly before now, even by centaurs. I hope this is one of those times."
He turned and cantered back into the depths of the forest, leaving Harry shivering behind him.